Yeah, it's the Friday train whistle, Total Country Bob FM. It is Friday for me, heading to Phoenix on a work trip.
And for me.
And you're not going to be here either. Jeff's filling in. I believe he's rehearsing as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be Thursday and Friday, then back on Monday here. The Bob Almanac brought to you by American Pressure. Huge inventory of pressure washer parts and accessories. American Pressure ships the same day, and their service techs, they have service techs right there. They come right to you to get your machines fixed and working the way they should. American Pressure in Robbinsdale, go to AmericanPressure.com. Again, please spray it, don't say it.
Mm-hmm.
Today, Wednesday, February 4th. You know, I was thinking here today about the recent death, especially with Catherine O'Hara, and I'm thinking about, okay, so I watched SCTV when I was in my teens, and, you know, even younger than that, because that show was on in the early 80s.
Right.
So I'm, you know, 10, 11, 12 watching this, and I think of Catherine O'Hara passed away, and I think of people that we have in the birthdays. Is there anybody right now that somebody in their teens, preteens, 13, 14, 15, like that from a comedy show, Catherine O'Hara she was young when she did that.
Sure.
Right? She was in her She was in her 20s when she was doing that. Is there anybody like that now where we're going to say and have birthdays like for those people? Who are the young people watching that would be like a Catherine O'Hara? You know, is it even a somebody on television or in movies? Or is it some kind of an influencer on YouTube or TikTok?
That would be more likely.
And are
almost
those people going to be as famous? Or are they more famous with all of their views and their followers? I don't know.
Right.
To me, as an older person, those names seem pretty obscure. But it just doesn't seem like there's as many of us. We lose more and more of these icons. I don't know who's going to be taking those spots as icons. Right?
Yeah, that is a really good question. The landscape has changed so dramatically for teens at this point. That's a good question. I don't know. I think it would probably be some sort of an influencer or, social media star, maybe.
This day, today, Wednesday, February 4th, 1874, our patent of the day, the spork, was patented. We would not have, KFC would not be
right.
What it is. Kentucky Fried Chicken would not have been able to advance. They might still be selling chicken, but they would not be selling coleslaw and some of the other sides.
Mashed potatoes and gravy.
Mashed potatoes and gravy without the spork.
Gotta have the spork.
Patented this date. Of course, that's the spoon fork derivative, the spoon fork
combo.
We'll call it a hybrid, is the word I'm looking for.
It's yeah,
a
there
spoon,
we go.
The spoon fork hybrid, 1874. 1974 in the news.
Miss Hurst apparently was blindfolded, led from the apartment screaming.
The Symbionese Liberation Army knew her father was a wealthy newspaper publisher.
What we want is to get Patricia back.
For weeks, Hurst was locked inside this closet in San Francisco.
Mom, Dad, I'm okay.
It was crazy, weird. 1974 kidnapping of newspaper heiress Patricia Patty Hurst by the even weirder Symbionese Liberation Army. So they kidnapped her because of her father. They didn't kidnap her because she'd be a good bank robber.
No.
But they brainwashed her. And then she helped them rob banks and do other nefarious things.
Yeah. That was a very weird story. I remember it. You know, I was like a sophomore in high school, and we were reading about that, and I was just, oh, what a tragedy. You know, they kidnapped, and then pretty soon she's with them.
Right.
You know, I'm going, what?
Mm. So, they must have offered a pretty good benefits package.
Evidently.
Good health care. Symbionese Liberation Army, good health care.
Right.
Paid family leave, the whole thing. 1983.
Karen was brought to Downey Community Hospital after collapsing at her parents' nearby home. All efforts by paramedics and then the hospital staff failed to revive her. She had long been a victim of anorexia, a compulsion to thinness that can result in starvation. It's not known at this hour if that disorder played a part in her death.
Yeah, her heart just gave way. She had abused the heart with the anorexia nervosa and taking the Ipecac and kind of the syndrome that she had. And we were worse for it, losing the great voice of Karen Carpenter this day, 1983, because, boy, her and Richard made some pretty good music back in the day.
Angelic. I mean, what a voice. One of our favorites, certainly. Both you and I think, enjoyed the Carpenters very much.
Yesterday Once More. Yeah. Shoo-lee-doo-lang-lang. You know, it's the whole thing.
Only 32.
32. It, 1997, hear this date.
Today, O.J. Simpson's lawyers arrived at court in a foul mood, having lost their case, and then, in court, became even angrier when lawyers for the victim's family suggested Simpson might be inflating his legal bills to make it appear he has less money than he actually does.
O.J. Simpson found liable for the deaths. It was the civil trial. And you don't have to have as much evidence, and it isn't as hard to get a guilty verdict in a civil trial as it is in a criminal trial. From what I've learned on, you know, L.A. Law, various other law shows, Perry Mason, and so forth. The jury.
Yeah, how much they fined him, or they awarded the family how much money?
More than $30 million to Nicole Brown Simpson's estate and the Goldman family. He didn't have that. He ended up selling his house and trying to sell off some things. Like, didn't he sell the Heisman Trophy, or did somebody steal that? And then he sold it, and then he tried to get it back. I can't remember.
Right.
2016, this date.
It's a new era for Playboy, an era without nudity. Playboy announced in October it was moving away from 62 years of nudity in an attempt to woo millennials into buying the magazine again.
No more nude Playboys. The first non-nude issue hit newsstands 2016, and guess what? Those issues stayed on those newsstands, Neil. They didn't go anywhere.
No.
So,
you know, I can see what they're trying to do in theory.
Right,
but,
in theory.
It really didn't pan out.
So it wasn't too long thereafter they went back to nude.
Yep.
2016. And then 2 years later, 2018, right in our backyard.
And time runs out.
This is the end of the game.
And for the Philadelphia Eagles, the long drought is over. Finally,
with the aging Al Michaels, I can't tell if that's the end of the Super Bowl or the Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, he wasn't that excited.
No.
He wasn't that excited.
No.
But, you know, he's done it before. It's just kind of, you know, it's a cool, calm, and collected delivery and approach. But it was at U.S. Bank Stadium, Super Bowl 52. That's the Super Bowl we could have been in. Had we not lost,
we were so good.
38 hockey stick at Philadelphia.
Whoops.
We would have had home field advantage there.
Yeah.
Probably may have been able to turn that one around in the NFC Championship. But it was the first championship for the Eagles. They beat the New England Patriots 41-33. Of course, Tom Brady. We've got Super Bowl 60 coming up, and Tom Brady's been in half of them pretty much.
Yeah, it seems like it.
2018. Let's move on to birthdays now today. It's been way too long since we've heard from a Klingon.
The council's deliberations are over.
Then Kirk goes unpunished.
Admiral Kirk has been charged with 9 violations of Starfleet regulations.
Starfleet regulations? That's outrageous! Remember this well. There shall be no peace as long as Kirk lives.
Oh, ho, ho. One of the Starfleet regulations that he broke was pulling tags off of mattresses on the Enterprise.
Right. That's egregious.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The actor, John Shuck, who played a lot of Klingons, there he is as a Klingon ambassador in one of my favorite Star Trek movies. It was The Voyage Home, and they travel back in time. They slingshot around the sun to go get some whales. Admiral, there'll be whales here. 86 for him. How about one of our vice president of the day?
And you take the UNCF motto that what a waste it is to lose one's mind or not to have a mind is being very wasteful. How true that is.
It is. Dan Quayle is 79. Like I said before, it would have been a great ticket, him and Harris.
Right.
You're unburdened somehow by what has been with Dan Quayle. Both of them can be vice president and then just don't have a president.
Yeah.
Neither of them are qualified. So just they could both be vice president and go from there. It'd be a great ticket. But Dan Quayle is 79 today. How about Alice Cooper?
He smokes and drinks and don't come home at all. Only women bleed. Only women bleed. Only women bleed.
Yeah, he can be tender.
Yeah.
Kind of like Kiss when they did Beth.
Yeah.
Man makes your
head
break.
Always about shock rock kind of a thing.
Yeah. Alice Cooper. That's not his real name. That's the name of his band, and then he just kind of took that as his name. He likes snakes, Neil.
Yeah. I've been to his bar in Phoenix.
How was that? Should I go there? I'm going to Phoenix now. Is it good? Should I bother?
It was pretty good, yeah.
Where in Phoenix is it? I'm going to Tempe.
It's very,
Phoenix
it's
is
very
spread
oh,
out.
Yeah.
Spread
yeah.
out. I mean, it's amazing just how vast yeah. Phoenix is.
This is more like right downtown by the arena where we watch the Timberwolves were playing the Sun. And they were down by 45 at half, so we left.
Yeah, that's pretty. Yeah. No defense?
No, very little.
Yeah, Lawrence Taylor.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. Have some fun.
Defense.
Yeah, he did. He did some cocaine, too, back in his day. I don't know if some of his on-field rage was fueled by that. Maybe that gave him the superpower so he could break Joe Theismann's leg.
Right.
He just looked at it at that point and it broke. Alice Cooper, by the way, 78, if I didn't mention. Lawrence Taylor, he's a Hall of Famer. The guy changed how the position was played, really. Mm-hmm. He started taking linebackers and putting up, like, defensive ends and rushing the quarterback from the perimeter, from the edge. He was an edge rusher.
Edge rusher.
Before they called him edge rushers, Neil.
And he, much like Alan Page, right, were the first two to win the MVP as defensive players?
Something like that, yeah.
I believe so.
67 for, they just called him LT. Clint Black, we know what he sounds. We heard one of his songs earlier. He's 64 today from Parks and Rec.
Anyway, these kids, they came out of nowhere. They pinned my arm back, they grabbed my wallet, and they knocked me to the ground.
How did you counterattack? Fist to the throat? Did you hit him in the beanbag? There's no shame in attacking a criminal's beanbag.
No, I just curled up and laid still till they left.
Well, that's another way to play it.
So he was kind of the doofus. You know, on The Office, you had the doofus Kevin. Kevin was kind of the doofus, right? Kevin, you know him, the bigger, the bald guy, played by Brian Baumgartner. So actor Jim O'Hare played Jerry in Parks and Rec. Parks and Rec is just about every bit as good as The Office. Very similar, and it's hilarious. And he is 64 today. We have a singer.
That's what's going on.
Natalie Imbruglia.
This is how I feel.
51 for Natalie Imbruglia.
On the floor.
Alfalfa, but not Carl Switzer.
Things couldn't possibly get any worse.
No, then the clouds opened up and God said, I hate you, Alfalfa.
Nice tan.
He wore the cowlick with pride. In the Little Rascals movie from 1994,
sure,
he played Alfalfa. Bug Hall is 81, and our rapper of the day.
81.
No, not 81. 41.
Oh, okay.
41. I prematurely aged him. Bug Hall is 41, and our rapper of the day, Real Boston Richie. Real Boston Richie.
Really?
Rapper Real Boston Richie is 29.
All right, gone but not forgotten. He's one of us, aviator Charles, don't call him Chuck, Lindbergh, born on this day, 1902, first person, of course, to fly solo across the Atlantic, and a Little Falls, Minnesota native, and Of course, the namesake of my high school, Hopkins Lindbergh, we were the Flyers.
And the Lindbergh Terminal.
And the Lindbergh Terminal, which is now what, Terminal 2?
Terminal 1. Humphrey Terminal is right. Terminal 2.
One of the greatest golfers of all time, great swinger of the golf club, Byron Nelson. I'm going to try and emulate his swing today when I'm on the course.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, right. Born on this day, 1912. A year later, one of our civil rights notable persons is Rosa Parks, born on this day, 1913. Of course, she became known as the mother of the civil rights movement after refusing to give up her seat on the bus to a white man in Alabama in the 50s there. 1913 for Rosa Parks. He had the unenviable task of going up against Perry Mason week in and week out. I think he went one for whatever. William Tallman, born on this day, 1915.
He is the Washington Generals of Attorneys, Neil.
Yes.
Right?
Your Honor, it's perfectly obvious that Mr. Mason's been up to one of his usual tricks.
Oh, Your Honor, I object. That's incompetent, irrelevant, and immaterial. It's also improper cross-examination.
I object, Your Honor. This is improper cross-examination.
He, as much as he could object, never got the job done on Perry Mason, did it?
No, I mean, you know, he prepared and he seemed to do the right things, but at the end of the show, it was usually, you know, another loss for Hamilton Burger.
How did he stay employed as the district attorney?
I don't know.
Is that is that an appointed position, or are you elected district attorney?
Well,
I want to say that's appointed.
If you're running to get elected, what do you what do you run on? I'm Ofer for crying out loud.
Right. Yes.
And that was 1915. 1923, you remember him as Philip Drummond from Different Strokes. Conrad Bain, 1923.
If what you say is true, Arnold will be punished, and I will see to it that he apologizes to your son.
You know, you rich guys are all alike. You think you can do anything you want.
Don't you poke me.
Oh, I'll poke you when I want to poke you. Because you're a lousy tenant, you're a miserable father, and I've had it up to here with your obnoxious brat.
That did it.
How about a roundhouse right from Mr. Drummond? Unbelievable. Uh-huh. I had forgotten that he had done that to the guy who ran his building. You know, he owned the penthouse.
Yeah.
Might want to treat that guy a little bit better. I think he was trying to clear out the penthouse because he wanted to get somebody else up there, maybe.
Yeah, sounds like it. Nice right cross there. Conrad Bain, 1923. And one more, loved him when he would come out on The Tonight Show. Very funny comedian by the name of David Brenner, 1936.
And then we come back for an emergency landing. A real one, too. They spread foam over runway 7. We landed on runway 8. Now, we come in for the landing, right? And I found out how dumb people are. All of us, so dumb. The plane, on top of the gear problem we had, when we landed, we hit wrong, the plane blew a tire. And it skidded all over the place. And when it finally came to a stop, everyone applauded. And I thought, what would they do if we crashed? Boo? Boo, bad landing, bummer.
Funny you mention that. There he is on The Tonight Show. And I love those multicolored, kind of the blue, orange, yellow, reddish curtains.
Curtains in the background.
Oh, yeah. The classic.
Very funny man, David Brenner, 1936. Jim, they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Bobathon can start with Vince Gill. Don't let our love start slipping away. By the way, it's brought to you by Logan Companies. Mm-hmm. Old enough to know better, Wade Hayes, or that sitcom legend, Reba. Why haven't I heard from you?
I think we're going to go with Wade Hayes this morning.
WQPM.